Joining us now with two conservative views of Elena Kagan and her qualifications to be on the High Court, Edward Whalen is president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He's a lawyer and former law clerk to Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Good morning, Edward Whalen.
Good morning, John.
He joins us from Arlington, Virginia. Charles Fried is also with us. He's a professor at Harvard Law School and was the Solicitor General of the United States under President Ronald Reagan. Good morning, Charles Fried. Mr. Fried. Professor Fried, well, maybe have a little difficulty getting him, but let's talk with you, Edward Whalen. What's your view of this liberal attorney, liberal legal scholar, who's definitely going to be replacing one of the liberal justices on the court, John Paul Stevens? What's your objection to the way she looks at the court and the way she looks at the law?
Well, first of all, there's a lot that we don't know about Elena Kagan's specific views, but what we do know suggests a remarkable distance from the views of most Americans. Indeed, what's really striking is how large the gap is between President Obama's populist rhetoric and the reality of his pick of Elena Kagan. For example, Elena Kagan kicked military recruiters off the Harvard Law School campus while American soldiers were fighting terrorists abroad and defending our national security.
Although, just identify the legal issue there so we can understand exactly the context.
Sure. There was a federal law called the Solomon Amendment that required that universities, in order to receive federal funds, provided equal access to military recruiters. She objected vigorously to that law, and you know, when she could, she kicked the recruiters off campus, and thought it was more important to advance her ideology than to respect the judgment of Congress.
Although, as a Harvard dean, that she's certainly within her purview to do that, even though it may reflect her views on the Solomon Law later on.
Well, indeed, in the end, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that her view of the law was wrong. But she was acting within her discretion at the time. But I think it's
right.
Very telling what that says about her views. All the more so as she was, of course, at the same time welcoming to the law school campus the powerful law firms that were giving their expensive legal services to the terrorists.
It's Edward Whalen, who's president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center, who's a former law clerk to Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Charles Fried, a Harvard Law School professor, you certainly can be described as a conservative. When she was dean of Harvard Law School, Elena Kagan was friendly to conservative viewpoints, particularly.
Yes, she certainly was, and conservative students, but she was friendly to liberal students and liberal viewpoints as well.
How would you characterize, and Edward Whalen did a moment ago while you weren't with us, characterize that she kicked military recruiters off Harvard's campus while Americans were fighting overseas?
That's a total red herring. Total red herring, and it's a pity that anybody's making anything out of that. That was a long-standing policy voted by the faculty, which she had no choice about, and she enforced it. Until it was not legal anymore under the Solomon Amendment, and then she withdrew from it, and then when it became, because the Third Circuit said the Solomon Amendment was unconstitutional, she enforced the policy again, and when the Supreme Court said it is constitutional, she let the recruiters on.
All right,
She was simply following the long-standing policy.
Understood.
Of the school.
Charles Fried is a professor at Harvard Law School. I'm inclined to leave the issue of the Solomon and the military recruiters case
because it's a total red herring and a nothing burger.
Charles
would say it's a red herring, but indeed, Elena Kagan had discretion, and perhaps Charles is so steeped in the world of liberal legal academia that he's far removed from how Americans view this. It's very telling that she took these aggressive actions against the military. You look at her rhetoric, it's way out of bounds, and this is something
taken by her predecessor.
So what?
Okay, well, Charles and Edward, let's get time for one more disagreement on another issue here. Let's talk about the Citizens United case. She lost that case, argued before the Supreme Court as Solicitor General. Edward Whalen, what do you make of her arguments there and how they might be revisited in a confirmation hearing?
Well, what was striking is that she advanced a theory of the First Amendment, as the Chief Justice pointed out in his opinion, that would have enabled the government to block newspapers owned by corporations from publishing op-eds that supported or opposed candidates for elective office. It's also striking that there are folks on the left who criticize her for abandoning the very rationale of the precedents that they thought she needed to defend.
Okay, Edward Raylan, let's get a response from Charles Freed.
Well, as Solicitor General, it is her job. She takes an oath to the Senate that she will defend the constitutionality of an act of Congress. So that's what she did.
And
so I think that these objections are, as I say, they're nothing burgers, both on the Solomon Amendment and this. She was doing, you say she had discretion. She doesn't have any discretion to disregard a vote of the Harvard Law School faculty. And she had no discretion to not defend an act of Congress.
All right, nothing
That's
burgers for breakfast.
That's her job.
Before we go, Charles Freed, do you expect her to be confirmed?
I do.
Edward Whalen, how about you?
Well, given the political environment, that's obviously the safe bet. But I think that we shouldn't preordain things. Let's let the process work out, and a careful examination is required. And let's also see what the Clinton administration records from her White House years reveal about her legal views.
And certainly the confirmation hearings will delve into all of that. Edward Whalen is president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. He's a lawyer and former law clerk to Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, certainly sharply critical of the Elena Kagan nomination. Charles Freed's professor at Harvard Law School, supports the nomination. He was Solicitor General of the United States under President Ronald Reagan. Thanks to both of you.